The T-Word returns. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The hearings for Michael Mukasey, the president's choice for attorney general, started as a love-in. He gave all the right answers on that notorious Justice Department memo which said the president could violate laws against torture.
To paraphrase a French diplomat, was worse than a sin. It was a mistake.
Excellent answer. That's what everybody wanted to hear. Because as powerful as America is, we don't torture. Torture is what the bad guys do. And then... Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, Democrat of Rhode Island, decided to ask whether waterboarding was torture.
I don't know what's involved in the technique. If waterboarding is torture, torture is not constitutional.
If waterboarding is constitutional, is a massive hedge.
Waterboarding, and you can find video of it on YouTube, is when you strap a suspect to a board, put a hood over his head, and then pour water into the hood to simulate drowning. So Senator Whitehouse tried again.
If it amounts to torture, it is not constitutional.
I'm very disappointed in that answer. I think it is purely semantic.
Sorry.
Listen and learn, my friends. This is the beauty of our system. We have rule of law, but laws are made up of words. And if the definitions of those words can be kept sufficiently vague, you can do anything. Any idiot can write clearly. It takes a skilled lawyer to be truly incomprehensible. In the meantime, message to terrorism suspects, learn to hold your breath. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.